You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
You know, I really want to take this opportunity just to honor all our volunteers today. By the way, my name is Alfred. I'm one of the pastors here serving under the leadership of Pastor Mark and the entire team. So normally, I minister sa 1 and 3 po no, ng afternoon. So ngayon po, wala si Pastor Mark. He was here in the morning. So again, I cut myself. No, let me just... No, I didn't cut myself. I cut the thought. I was saying, no. Anyway, you know what I'm saying. Okay. I want to honor all our volunteers. Okay, yung music team. Okay, the ushers. Yung ASM, yung tech team, yung kids volunteers. Palakpakan naman po natin lahat ng ating volunteers. You know, it's Christmas, the day before Christmas, so everyone is really busy, di ba? And yet they took time to be here today, to serve with us, and I really want to thank them for being here today. Thank you so much for serving with us. And this is the last week. This is the season finale, okay, of Promise Fulfilled. And so, malungkot man po, pero kailangan na po natin tapusin tong serye na ito. No? And it's Christmas tomorrow. So, patingin niyo naman yung katabi niyo, Merry Christmas. And because it's Christmas, okay, because we've been talking about all these songs, let me just give you a little review of what we've talked about in the last 4 weeks. So, pinag-usapan po natin yung Mary song. No, yung unang-unang pong pinag-aralan natin is Mary song. We call it the Magnificat because he magnified God. Okay, she magnified God. She magnified God as soon as she heard that God has given her a baby. Okay, and this baby is going to save the world. So, sabi niya, you know, and she said, may it be unto me according to your word. And then we talked about Zechariah's song. Zechariah did not believe God the same way that Mary did. And so he was quiet for 9 months. Not only quiet, he couldn't hear anything. Okay? He wasn't only quiet, but he couldn't hear anything for 9 months. And the moment God opened his mouth and his ears, the first thing he said was, blessed be the God of Israel who has visited Israel. Okay, and so it's all about the blessing of God. And then we talked about the angel song, the same way that we sang earlier with a special number, Gloria in Excelsis Deo. Okay, glory to God in the highest. And that's what the, you know, it wasn't just one angel, but hundreds and thousands of angels singing the best concert ever for free. At ang audience nila, shepherds. Because it's a big thing. Because what God was doing was something great. And then today we want to talk about Simeon's song. Who is Simeon? And what is so special about this guy? What can we learn from Simeon? Again, because it's the day before Christmas, hopefully you are all done with your Christmas shopping. Okay? Because it will be inevitable for us to wait in lines. Di ba? Lahat ngayon, if you go to the grocery now, you'll fall in line. You will have to wait in line. Okay, you come here to the center today, you went to the service today, you came to the service today, what did you do? You fell in line, di ba? And you were right there in line, you were waiting to be inside, okay? And then when you go to the parking area this afternoon, when you came in, dala ka ng sasakyan, para hindi ka ma-traffic, para okay, pero nag-aantay ka pa rin, di ba? Antay ka ng mga taong lalabas, antay ka ng para makapasok ka. And everywhere you go, it's always a time of waiting during this season, even on the road. Diba? Ang traffic. And sometimes, we wait longer than usual. But because we are so much into instantaneous things, we don't like waiting. So the question I want to ask you today is, what do you do while you wait? What do you do while you wait? Okay, this week, okay, just last twist, this week, no, ako po, we're finally able to get our result for our annual physical checkup. And so, nung tinignan ko po yung checkup ko, yung final checkup ko, okay, I was told that I had to get some clearance from a few doctors. I have to see a cardiologist, I have to see an IM, an internist, because of, you know, they found something in my system that needs to be corrected. So, you know, we went to St. Luke's this week, my wife and I. Okay, again, you have to wait. Okay, you have to wait for the doctors, you have to wait for, you know, for procedures. So I was so excited because my sister-in-law, who's a doctor, a hematologist, told me that I need to donate blood. Because my blood is so thick. Okay, medyo mataas yung aking hematocrit. I don't know exactly what that is, but something to do with red blood cells. Okay, masyado rong malapot. Okay, yung aking dugo, that I need to let out some blood. Alright, so 400cc na naman. So I was so excited. Went to St. Luke's, okay? Tried to get my blood taken out of me, okay? So I filled up the form, and I was waiting, ready na ako, excited ako, without thinking, gano'ng kalaki yung needle na itutusok sa akin, no? So I waited, and then I was excited, ready to go, and then when the med tech checked my form, they saw something, and it says, I had an asthma attack 2 weeks ago. And so she had to call the resident doctor, and then the doctor said, no more jumping on. No, kanta pala yun. Okay. And then the doctor said, because you have a history of asthma, you are now for life deferred to donate blood. Uy. Ako, grabe, no, I want, you take my blood. Hindi po kasi po, you will be in risk, at risk, because baka mamaya habang dinatake namin yung blood nyo, matrigger yung asthma nyo, hindi kayo makahinga. Okay? Sabi ko, hindi, kaya yan. But because, so I had to wait. So because I can't do that, so I said, okay, I decided, okay, maybe I need to see a doctor first. Okay, so I asked them, do you have a hematologist in the area? Okay, in St. Luke, sabi niya, wala po, tomorrow na po. So we went to another hospital, okay? We went to another hospital here in Marikina. So my wife and I again waited, okay? And then find out, sabi sa amin, hindi po, tomorrow po may clinic. Alright, so tomorrow. So the following day, we went to the clinic, again, a time of waiting. What do we do? What do we do when we wait? So because my wife understood, baka clinic, matagal yan. So kaya sabi sa akin, honey, when we go to the clinic tomorrow, make sure your phone and my phone are 100% charged. Sabi ko, why? Para makapag Candy Crush ako habang nagaantay. Diba? Because you have to wait. What do you do while waiting? Right? So we got to the hospital just to find out that the doctor called and said, hanggang 14 lang na patient ang pwede niyang tingnan. Number 15 ako. So again, you have to wait. Okay, but what do we do while we wait? Because that is the story of Simeon. That is the story of his life. A life of waiting. But how long did he wait? I don't know. But while he was waiting, he did something that is worth emulating. He did something that we all need to remember as we celebrate Christmas tomorrow. And to the Filipinos, tonight. No, sa atin po, tonight eh. No? Ang Pasko natin, mamayang gabi. Okay? So, may I request everyone to please stand as we read God's Word today. We will be reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 21 all the way through 32. So please turn your Bibles or your devices, swipe it to Luke chapter 2. Okay, kung yung pong katabi nyo, walang Bible, pakishare na lang po yung device ninyo. Okay, huwag nyo lang pong bilugan kung nakikibasa lang kayo. Alright? So, again, we want to welcome people from the cinema. Maraming salamat po at tumawid po kayo dito. Sabi, wala naman po kami choice, Pastor. Okay. So, magbasa na po tayo. Luke chapter 2, verses 21, all the way to verse 32. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do to him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace According to your word. Say, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people, Israel. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you today. Thank you for your word. Thank you that you are here in our midst. And Lord, we pray that you would lead us and guide us. Holy Spirit of God, reveal yourself to us today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. You may now take your seats. So in every song that we've talked about in the last 4 weeks, okay, at least in the 1 o'clock and the 3 o'clock service, what I did was I did a framework of KKK. Okay, cuento, canta, at cuenta. The story, the song, and the significance. That's what we want to talk about today. So we want to look at the story behind the song, okay, because Simeon sang the song. Simeon sang the song, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace. That's a song. He sang that song, but why did he sing that song? Well, let's look at the cuento. Let's look at the story. Okay, remember in the story that we read, what we were told that after 8 days, Jesus was circumcised and was given his name. And then 33 days later, after Jesus was circumcised, about 40 days, more or less, okay, more or less 40 days when he was born, okay, meron pong purification period. And you can read this in Leviticus chapter 12, okay, take note of that. Leviticus chapter 12, you can read that later when you get home. But what happened during this purification? Well, for 40 days, okay, the woman, after giving birth to a son, will have to go to the temple to present an offering to the Lord, and at the same time offer the firstborn son. Because the firstborn son is really something that belongs to God. Okay, yun po yung ginagawa natin today. We do dedication, but we do dedication to all our children. But during the time of Israel, they only dedicate to the Lord the firstborn son. Because that is what the Lord requires. So what they did was, they went from Nazareth right here, to Jerusalem. Okay, right here. That's about 100 kilometers apart. Okay, 100 to 120 kilometers away. All right, so that is coming. Example, para po yung galing ka ng Antipolo, pupunta ka ng Bataan. No, na Bataan, Batangas. Pupunta ka ng Batangas. Okay, that's about 120 kilometers. And that's what they did. Okay, on the 40th day after Jesus was born, they went to Jerusalem. Okay, tumawag, nag-book po sila ng Uber. Pero wala pang Uber noon eh. Di ba? Wala rin Grab. Wala rin angkas. Okay? So, ang meron doon, camel, saka donkey. So, most likely, they were riding a donkey or what type of horse that they had that have to carry them, because the travel normally takes 4 to 5 days. So, 4 to 5 days on the road with the baby in your arm. Okay? And then, so when they got there, again, what we read was Simeon was told by God, by the Holy Spirit. What was the Holy Spirit said to Simeon? You are not going to see death until you see the Lord's Christ. That's what the Holy Spirit said. Now, that's very interesting, because when you read the Gospel of Luke, only the Gospel of Luke talks about the Holy Spirit so much. Unlike the other Gospels, when you read Matthew, Mark, and John, you will not hear about the Holy Spirit in the latter part. Okay, in John, you'll hear about the Holy Spirit in chapter 16, and chapter 15, chapter 16, and 17. That's when you will hear about the Holy Spirit. But in the Gospel of Luke, in chapter 1 and chapter 2, the Holy Spirit was mentioned 7 times. 7 times the Holy Spirit was mentioned. Every time the Holy Spirit is mentioned, something happened. So the Holy Spirit, now what is the significance of that? Well, you have to understand that God has been silent for 400 years. God hasn't spoken to anyone for 400 years. A lot longer than that. Okay. Di ba uncomfortable, no? Okay. Ba't di ka nagsasalita, Pastor? May problema ka ba? Na SOA ka ba? Sign of aging? May nakalimutan ka ba? Diba? Can you imagine? God did not speak for 400 years and all of a sudden, here is this old man whom Luke said the Holy Spirit spoke to him. That has not been done for many, many years. The Holy Spirit doesn't even come. The Holy Spirit is not even so big in the Old Testament. The Holy Spirit only comes when He is about to give people power to conquer things. But the Holy Spirit is not so popular in the Old Testament. And yet here, Luke is saying the Holy Spirit told this man, Simeon, that he's not going to die until he sees the salvation of God. Now, how long did he wait? I don't know how long he waited. But he waited. And sometimes for us, waiting is okay as long as it's short. Di ba? Pag may tinatawagan ka, di ba naiinis ka pagka nakakatatlong miss call ka na, hindi kasi nasagot. Naranasan niyo na ba yun? Yung may tinatawagan kayo? Lalo-lalo yung pagka importante. Di ba? Tapos hindi kasi nasagot. Impatient ka na, di ba? Tapos pagka sinagot, bakit hindi ka sumasagot? Ito na nga po, sinasagot na kayo, di ba? And you get impatient and then you go to the groceries, you know, when you need to pay something, di ba? O yung talagang kailangan, naranasan niya, may appointment ka. Tapos umalis ka, maaga. Tapos biglang may banggaan sa kanto. Yung biyahe mong isang oras, naging tatlong oras, di ba? Nagdadrive ka ngayon dahil malilate ka na, kahit one way, papasukin mo para lang makarating doon sa... You know what I'm saying? So, because we get impatient. Because waiting is something that is quite difficult to do. And yet, Simeon, in his life, we don't know how long he waited, but when he saw Jesus, he was already advanced in years. Ibig mong sabihin, matanda na siya. Ibig mong sabihin, medyo senior na siya. Alright? I don't know if they're the same age with Anna. Later, we will talk about Anna as well. But the thing is, while he waited, and while you are waiting, I am sure God has promised you something. How many of you are claiming God's promises in your life? How many of you are still waiting for the promise to come? Si Rika talaga, dalawang ka, pati pa ako sa itaas eh. Rika, He's coming. He has come. Si Jesus yun, ha? Hindi yung okay. Di ba, when you are waiting, but what the question I want to ask you is, what do you do while waiting? What do you do while waiting? Do you play Candy Crush? Do you chat? Do you selfie? Groofy? What do you do? What do you do while waiting? What if the waiting is longer than 30 minutes? What if the waiting is longer than 1 hour? What if the waiting is longer than 1 day? What if the waiting is longer than 1 month? What if the waiting is longer than 1 year? What will you do while you wait for the promise of God to come to your life? You see, the thing is, while Simeon was waiting on this promise, he was doing his regular thing. He was going to the temple every day, waiting for the salvation of God to come. But he doesn't know when it will come. So he was probably excited, waiting for this to happen. And then there are many other things that are happening in his life. Just like you and me. Di ba, maraming nangyayari sa buhay po natin. Hindi lang po Pasko iniisip natin. Right? Hindi lang yung tumo, hindi lang yung mamayang gabi. Iniisip mo ba nga hanggang bukas kasi darating yung mga inaanak mo. Di ba? Iniisip mo na may darating ka kapamilya and then may darating ka pang ibang kailangan bayaran. Di ba? There are so many things you think about and there are many things that are happening around us all at the same time. These are all happening. Many times we miss what God is doing in our lives because we get so focused on so many other things, if that is possible, that we missed out on what God has already said. Simeon, on the other hand, is different. Simeon was not a casual inquirer. Simeon was a cautious believer. Ito yung casual inquirer, yung pagka meron kita nag-browse sa internet, tapos bigla nakita, uy, merong sale. Uy, no, iPhone 10. Okay? Binibenta, hindi pa nagagamit. So, casual inquirer with text. Paki-PM naman po magkano. na pagka piniem, hindi ka nasasagot. Di ba? Casual lang eh. Inquiry lang. But you know, Saul, you know, Simeon was not like that. Simeon was a cautious believer. He was careful, making sure that he was living according to the ways of God while waiting. While waiting. I don't know how long he waited, but he was faithfully doing what is expected of him while waiting. He was doing what God expected of him while waiting. Mary and Joseph were the same thing. When you read, you know, as we read in the story, they were doing the things in accordance to the law of Moses, in accordance to the law of God, the custom of the law. They were doing things while waiting for the promise of God to be fulfilled. Because God is a promise-keeping God. But the question is, what do you do while you wait? Because Psalm 25 verse 14 would tell you that God confides to those who seek Him. God actually relates to people who are not casual inquirer, but careful seeker. That is why Moses was called the friend of God. God would speak to him as if God was speaking to you and me like this. Because he wasn't a casual inquirer, but he was a careful believer. See, while waiting, Simeon lived righteously, carefully, and expectantly. Righteously. You know, the Bible does not tell us how long he waited. The Bible also does not tell us when, on which part of his life did the Holy Spirit told him. Or tell him that he will not see death until he sees the Lord's Christ. But what is clear is that he waited. Because the Bible describes him as someone who is righteous. He's righteous. Verse 25 will tell you that. Okay? It says, now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous. And devout. Righteous. He was right before God and he was devout. Meaning he was careful to do what was expected of him according to the law of Moses. While waiting. Now let me tell you a story of someone who waited. Story of, people that I know. There are times that you wait for something and you get it straight away. Right? This is a great example. I ordered this in Amazon in November, Black Friday. Alam niyo yung Black Friday sa Amazon, sa America, yung sale. Okay. In order ko to nung Black Friday sa Amazon. And I have to wait patiently for this to come. Okay. My Kindle e-reader. Okay. Because hindi ko pwedeng i-address dito sa Pilipinas kasi hindi sila nagsesend sa Pilipinas. So I have to send it through a friend of mine in the US and then yung relative niya umuwi nung Friday. So I was waiting. While waiting, I was praying. Lord, sana mag-text na. Diba? And then last night, nag-text na sa akin. Pastor Alfred, ako po yung uncle ni Elvin. Nandito na po yung pinadala niya sa inyo. Puntahan niyo na po. Diba? That's great. Diba? Sandali lang ako nag-antay, 1 month lang. Nakuha ko na. And there are people like, you know, Pastor Dean, are you here? They are trying to come in, get into the service today, pero na-late sila, napagsaran sila ng pinto. Alright. So, they got married last Monday. Pastor Dean and Gami, one of our staff, okay, worship team. But they had to wait. They had to wait for almost 3 years for the blessing of the parents so that they will be married. But now they are happily married. Okay, but they waited. There are times that when we wait very short lang, and then it's okay, God would give it to you. Di ba? But there are also times that you have to wait longer. Here's a story of someone who waited longer. Robert and Nikki. Robert and Nikki are friends of mine. Robert and Nikki met when they were in high school in 2005. 2005, Robert saw Nikki. Nandun siya sa second floor. Si Robert nasa third floor. Malinaw ang kanyang mata. Talagang sabi niya, magandang babae yun. na nakakrush na siya kay Nikki. Pero, you know, they were separated for 3 years. 2008, they got reunited. They were already in college. Okay? So in college, so Robert still finds Nikki really attractive. So anong ginawa ni Robert? Niligawan niya si Nikki, syempre. Diba? So nilapitan niya si Nikki at niligawan niya. At doon namang si Nikki, binasted siya. Okay? Not only once, not twice, but 3 times. And then they graduated in college. Nikki went to work in Singapore la. Yeah, that's how they speak in Singapore la. Okay? And so Nikki went to Singapore la to work. And then Robert, when he found out that Nikki was in Singapore la, he also went to Singapore la. Because he wanted to, you know, to make legal again to Nikki. So when he got to Singapore la, he stayed there for 3 months la to look for work. La. But he couldn't find work. But he still, you know, still, you know, dated Nikki and said, "Would you consider to be my girlfriend?" But Nikki says, "Pwede ba friends lang tayo?" Expensive, di ba? Singapore, yun lang mo, friends. Okay, so, but he waited. 2000, eh, 2000 ganyan. Nakikinig ba kayo? Hindi. Okay, 2012, right? 2012, no? 2015, pinuntahan niya ulit si Nikki sa Singapore la. And then, niligawan niya ulit. And then that year, umuwi si Nikki. At naging sila. Wow. 7 months later, Nikki went back to Singapore law and wrote a chat Robert 7 months later while being boyfriend and girlfriend. Nikki said, "God told me to break up with you." Oh, ganyan din pong feeling ko kanina. Di ba? Nakipag-break up sa kanya after 7 months. No communication for 10 months. Nung nag-break sila, hindi na siya chinat ni, ano, ni Robert, hindi na nakichat si Nikki, in-unfriend ni Robert si Nikki. So for 8 months, wala silang communication, but Robert is still waiting. Still waited. This is now 2015, 10 years later. Okay? That year, yung office ni Robert, office mate ni Robert, asked him, "Why don't we go to Singapore la?" Ang hindi niya alam, kinontsaban na pala si Nikki, okay, nung kapatid niya, to meet with her. So after 8 months of no communication, they met again in Singapore. Okay, 2015. And then again, Robert, you know, expressed his intention, "Will you be my girlfriend?" And then Nikki said, "Antayin mo na lang ako pagdating ko Pilipinas." 2016, 11 years later, Nikki came home from Singapore la, and said to Robert, "Okay na tayo. It's okay. I'll be your girlfriend." Because Robert, while they were away without communication with Nikki, continued to go to church. Robert actually became a Christian while they were separated. Robert, you know, was discipled. He did one-to-one. He did Victory Weekend. And then when they met in Singapore in 2015, after 8 months of being separated and have no contact, they, you know, Robert started sharing with Nikki what the Lord has done in his life. And Nikki got so excited. So in 2016, when she came home, they became boyfriend and girlfriend again. May 2017, they got married. Robert waited for 12 years. George, kaya mo ba yon? Single guys, will you wait that long? Single ladies, if you're here today, you don't, you know, wala pang nangliligaw sa'yo, and you're thinking, "God, yan lang po yung prayer request ko for this year, magka-boyfriend sana ako." Let me tell you something. Do not lower your standards. Live righteously while you wait for the right man. Because when the right man comes along, okay, you'll be surprised, ang dami-daming babae. Pero pagka dumating niyan at namulat yung kanyang mga mata sa iyong kagandahan, wala nang ibang babae, ikaw lang. So you have to wait. Ladies, don't lower your standard while waiting for the right man. Don't settle for less. Because God is a God that keeps His promises. And what He said to Simeon, you're not going to see death until you see the salvation of God. He waited. I don't know how long, but he waited. How long have you been waiting for what God has promised you? What are you doing while you're waiting? Lesson we could learn from this is God gives cautious believers assurance. He gives them assurance. In verse 26, it says, you are not going to see death until you see the salvation of God. The Holy Spirit, amazing, the Holy Spirit led them right there at the right time when Mary and Joseph were inside, you know, were in the temple area. You know, I can imagine, you know, Joseph during this time when they went and you know, to offer God the offering for purification and dedication, and he probably went to the marketplace and trying to buy a lamb, because what is expected of them is to offer a lamb. That is how, what you offer to God, okay, for a firstborn son. But, you know, when he went to the marketplace and he was trying to talk to the seller of the lamb, they were saying, because right there, it is supposed to be 5 shekels, okay? 5 shekels, dapat yung amount that you will offer. So he was trying to go to the market and trying to find the lamb that he could offer to God. But then when he got there, okay, parang ngayon lang po, pagka Pasko, lahat ng presyo nagtataasan, di ba? Kasi in demand, lahat gusto mo ng keso di bola. So lahat, mahal ng keso di bola. Lahat gusto mo ng ham. So medyo mataas yung ham, di ba? Lahat gusto mo bumili ng prutas. Di ba? Lahat ng bilog. So lahat magmamahal. So bumili kayong kudrado para mura. Di ba? But during that time, so Joseph went to the marketplace and look for a lamb. And then sabi ng mga seller sa kanya, sir, yung 5 shekel mo, hindi na po pakasya yan sa isang lamb ngayon. Ang lamb po ngayon is 8 shekels. So, you know, and then he was told that ang kakaya lang po niyan, 2 turtle doves in a partridge in a pear tree. Diba? So, yun lang ang nakaya niya, 2 turtle doves, young pigeons, because he was not very, you know, he wasn't very affluent. So, he was able to offer this to God, and so, but God gives cautious believers assurance that he is going to see the promise of God fulfilled. Because God said to Mary that the son that you will carry will save the world. And then, you know, and then Simeon was told by God that you're not going to see death until you see the salvation of God. And then Anna, the prophetess in verse 38, will tell you that she, you know, at that very hour, she was also in the temple area. At that very hour. Sometimes God is doing something around us. Preparing something in our lives that we're not aware of. We're missing out on what God is doing because we're so focused on the negative things and the things that God did not give us. We're so focused on the things that we do not have that we miss out on what God is doing in our lives. But Simeon and Anna did not miss out on the promise of God. Right at that very moment when Jesus was at the temple, he saw the salvation of God. That's why he sang his song. Not only that, God keeps cautious believers safe. By the time Simeon saw the salvation of God, he was already very old. By the time Anna, the prophetess, saw the salvation of God, she was already 84 years old. 84. You know what's so interesting about Anna? She was a prophetess, but she was a widow. She was married for 7 years and her husband died. And she was in the temple day and night, praying and fasting, waiting for the salvation of God. And she waited for almost 80 years to see the salvation of God. But you know what? God kept them safe. They didn't die. God made sure that they are going to see the promise of God. Christmas is a reminder that God keeps cautious believers safe while waiting for the promise of God in your life. Remind yourself to live righteously. Don't lower your standards. To live carefully, making sure that all your dealings are honoring to God. And expectantly, expect that God is going to fulfill His promise. That's why when we get to the song, this is what He said. Very quickly, the song He just said, Lord, now You are letting Your servant depart in peace according to Your word. According to Your word. This is according to Your word. I will die when I see the salvation of Israel. That is the word of God. And God said that to him. And He said, now I can die. Because according to Your word. You know what that means? Because God is faithful. When He promised you something, He's going to do it. That you have prepared in the presence of all peoples a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory and for glory to Your people Israel. This is the good news for us. Christmas is a reminder that salvation has come not just to Israel but to you and me, Gentiles. And this Christmas season is about this, a reminder that salvation has come to us and we can rejoice. We can be happy. We can be joyful this Christmas no matter what happened because salvation has come to us, to you, and to me. And a lesson that we can learn from here is that God can be trusted. Okay, do you trust God? That's easy to say when everything is doing well. It's not very easy to trust God in a season like this. When a loved one passed away, when you hear bad news. See, last week, while I was also going through some hospital thing, my brother-in-law passed away in Cebu, the eldest brother of my wife. And so we didn't go to Cebu anymore. Thank God for technology. Isn't that amazing? We were able to watch the wake for 3 days. FB Live. We were as if we were there. But even that, okay, it's so hard to say that we can trust God when things are not doing well. It's so hard. Say, you know, Pastor, how can I trust God? I don't see the salvation of my family. I don't see the restoration in my home. I don't see my professors coming to know You. You know, when I look at my grades, parang hindi pa rin maganda, di ba? When I'm waiting for this man to come, parang hindi niya ako napapansin, di ba? When you're married and you don't have children yet and you are praying and believing that God will open your womb and you've been praying for many years, you know, God is saying to you, He can be trusted. Christmas is a reminder of that God can be trusted because God is faithful to His promise. God is faithful to His promise. Do you believe His promises? Promise fulfilled. Jesus is the fulfillment of this promise. The reason why we can rejoice this Christmas, the reason why we can celebrate Christmas is because God is faithful to His promise. His promise was He is going to send us a Savior. Not only a Savior, but He will also redeem us. He will buy us back from the hand of the enemy. So ang tanong, anong kuwenta nito sa atin lahat? Anong kabuluhan nito? What is the significance of this season for us? You know, when you look at the story, you will notice that the Holy Spirit is involved in all the stories we read in the last 4 weeks. The Holy Spirit filled Elizabeth, and she cried out something. The Holy Spirit filled John the Baptist in the womb. The Holy Spirit filled Zechariah. The Holy Spirit filled Simeon. The Holy Spirit filled the shepherds. And every single time, the Holy Spirit is filling people up, something happens. They all proclaim the goodness of God. All of them declare that God is going to save us. That is why Christmas is important for us today. That is why it is important that as we celebrate Christmas, let's ask the Holy Spirit to fill us up, that we would understand what Christ has done for us. Because when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we will be able to declare who God is and what He wants to do in and through us. Christmas is a reminder of that. So while you wait for the promise of God in your life, live righteously, live carefully, live expectantly, and be led by the Holy Spirit like Simeon in the story. I'm going to call the worship team now, and I want us to just focus on God and focus on what He is doing and what He can do and what He is doing right now in your life. I don't know where you are right now. I don't know what promise you've been asking God to fulfill in your life. It might be a partner, a lifetime partner. It might be healing for your family. It might be restoration of relationship in your family. It might be restoration of wealth. It might be, it might be great to resurrect. Right? Whatever it is. But while you wait, live righteously. While you wait, live carefully. While you wait, live expectantly. Because the God that we serve is a faithful God. Let's all stand. Let's just worship Him for who He is.
declaration that now, Lord, you can take me away because I have seen the salvation of Israel. Light of revelation for the Gentiles. Verse 33 says this, and Mary and Joseph marveled at what was said about him. Christmas is all about him. Christmas is all about Jesus. It's not about you and me. It's about him. And what we need to do this year, this season, is to make him known to people who doesn't know him. Because it doesn't matter if they have all the money in the world. It doesn't matter if they have all the affluence of the world. But if they don't have Jesus, they will not be complete. They will not be fulfilled. They will not have purpose in life. That is why as we leave this place today, let's make a declaration of who Jesus is in our lives this Christmas. And let's talk about him every day of our lives. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you that you are a beautiful King. And you are not just a King, but you are also a Savior. And not only are you a Savior, but you are a faithful God. While everybody's head bowed and eyes closed, maybe you're here today and you are discouraged and you are doubting the faithfulness of God simply because the thing that you've been praying for has not come to pass. Let me tell you something, God can be trusted. When he promised something to you, you can consider it done. And if you're doubting today, your faith is shaky, I want to pray for you. Would you raise your hand in humility and say, Pastor, that's me. Yes, I see those hands. Keep those hands raised. Just come before God and say, Lord, right now I need to admit that I am shaking, that I am doubting your goodness. But today, thank you that you are, Christmas is a reminder that you are a faithful God, that you, whatever you say you will do, Lord, you said in your word that he who calls us is faithful and he will do it. And you will surely do what you have promised us. Lord, I pray that you would instill faith and grace in the lives and in the hearts of these people who are raising their hands. Minister to them, Lord. Remind them of who you are. Remind them that Christmas is all about you and about your faithfulness to your promise. Put your hand down now. One last group of people I want to pray for today. Maybe you've been coming to church, but you have not surrendered your life to the Savior. Maybe you understand that he is God, but you have not realized that he has adopted you. You have not realized that he is offering you adoption, that his love is everlasting, that his approval is unconditional, that he is for you forever. While everybody's head bowed and eyes closed, if you're here and you know in your heart you have not surrendered your life to him, receive the best gift ever. The gift of eternal life and the forgiveness of your sin. Would you raise your hand if that is you? If you want to receive Christ for the first time in your life, would you raise your hand so I can pray for you? Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I see that hand. Anyone else? If you want to receive Christ for the first time in your life, would you raise your hand? Yes, I see those hands at the back. Keep those hands raised. Is there anyone else? Gusto mo ibigay yung puso mo at ipsubong yung buhay sa Panginoon sa araw na ito. Tanggapin mo ang mahalagang at importanteng regalo ng Panginoon sa ngayon. If you're raising your hand, I would request that you come to the front so I can pray for you. Is that okay? Sir, if you're raising your hand, kung wala po kayong kasama, pwede niyo pong dalhin yung gamit niyo dito sa harap. I want to pray with you. Okay? Palakpakan naman natin si Lord for this. People. Or maybe you did not raise your hand. But you know in your heart that you need to receive Him today. Why don't you come to the front so I can pray with you? Okay lang po. Lapit po kayo ng konti. Meron pa po ba? God is good, amen. Is there anyone else? Please, if you raise your hand, would you please come to the front. It's okay. We'll wait for you. Thank you, Sunday. Is there anyone else? Do not harden your heart. It's a free gift.
Jesus, today I open my heart and receive you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for reminding me that Christmas is all about you, all about you coming, all about you dying, and all about you resurrecting.
More than us trusting you, Lord God, Lord, cause us to see that we can also be trusted by you, God. We are worthy vessels that you can use, God. Lord, more than us waiting for you, you are waiting patiently for us to be used by you, God, in an honorable way. Will you lift your hands right now? Lord, thank you for unfolding yourself, making yourself known. Lord, we are excited, God. Lord, that you're going to loosen up everyone's palm, Lord God, to speak your word, the most exciting message, God. And you're the most exciting person in this universe, and we have you. And that is enough, God. May the Lord bless you, and may you continually overtaken by the favor of God as you leave this place. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Happy Noche Buena, everyone. Merry Christmas.